So just give us a bit of the context of this issue that you've been looking at. What's the sort of history here?
Okay, there have always been ways of helping a person to beat the bookie. And I've done a lot of work on that myself. But what we wanted to look at this time was a particular type of betting market called spread betting markets, which are crossed between conventional betting markets and financial markets.
And with the traditional betting, can you beat bookies? Are there systems for beating them?
There are ways, if you're sophisticated enough and you spend time, that you can beat the bookie, but it's difficult.
And what did you find in spread betting? Can you beat the bookie?
We found you can beat the bookie, and it's a lot easier than it is in fixed odds markets. And we can do that by applying what we call QWAB analysis, which sounds difficult, but is actually fairly simple.
So what is QWAB analysis?
Well, QWAB analysis is identifying cases where one bookmaker is out of line with other bookmakers, out of line with the market, and then applying that situation to a trading strategy.
Now, wouldn't it be that if someone's out of line, they know what they're doing, and their odds are good, or their price that they're quoting?
You'd think they know what they're doing, but actually their confidence is misplaced. They don't know what they're doing, and as long as you know what you're doing, you can make money off them.
So give me a classic winning strategy, so give me an example of how you might apply this.
Okay, if you look at Premier League football, there's a bookings market which works on the basis of the number of cards a referee dispenses, the red cards, yellow cards. And there are ways of working out when one bookmaker is offering a price which is out of line, odds which are out of line with the others. If you know how to apply the analysis, you can bet with that bookmaker, and over the long run, you'll make a profit.
So the outliers, the company, the bookmaker offering a weird price, an idiosyncratic price, mm-hmm. they are normally further from the actual truth than the other bookmakers, the average bookmaker.
Yeah, what we found is that the market is right and the maverick is wrong.
Now, is there any absolutely safe way of making money from spread betting? Is there a kind of guaranteed money winner, or is this just a likely winner?
We've found that if you did it over a long period of time, or a medium length period of time, you would make a consistent profit. But all betting is risky, and spread betting is particularly volatile. So unless you know what you're doing, you're advised perhaps to either stay clear or think hard.
And have you actually managed to make money out of spread betting techniques?
That's between me and my bookmaker.